Praise the Lord. Are you happy to be in the house of God this morning? Oh, I'm really delighted that the Lord has brought us through 2012. And this is the last Sunday of this year. And we are grateful. It took the hand of the Lord to bring us through 2012, isn't it? Amen. Through the things that we went through, struggles and impediments, handles, we just want to thank God. Amen. And I'm really delightful to the Lord for having brought us, even as a congregation, through this year. Amen. Now, this is going to be a very special Sunday to me, and I believe to all of us, as we reflect back on what the Lord has done. And I would like us to open our Bibles in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 11, chapter number 9 to verse number 11. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 9, verse number 11. And then I want somebody, just open up your Bibles to the book of Psalms 127 from verse number 1. Just hold your finger up there, even as we read. We're also going to read that as well. If you have Ecclesiastes 9:11, say amen. Amen. If you don't have it, say I'm still looking. I think the book of Ecclesiastes is close to the book of Proverbs somewhere. If you still don't have it, say, I'm still looking. If you have it, say, I have it now. Okay. And if you don't have it, you can actually check on the screen up there. The Bible says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. And I'll read also from my translation here. The Bible says, I've seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift, or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise, or wealth to the brilliant, or favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. I would also say that, but time and opportunity happened to them all. Praise the Lord. Let's also go to the book of Psalm 127, verse number 1. Except Jehovah builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except Jehovah or God keeps the city, the watchman walketh but in vain. In other words, the watchman, you know, their work is in vain unless the Lord God watches over the city. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are grateful that you have brought us, Lord, through 2012. Thank you, Lord, even for the mountains that you allowed us, Lord, even to climb, the valleys that you allowed us, Lord, even to descend. And thank you, Lord, even for times when it was so hard and we didn't even know what we would do. Father, when we wanted to make decisions and there seemed not to be any idea in our mind or any sense of direction, Lord, even to where we ought to have gone. But I thank you because at the end of it all, you've brought us safe. I thank you because at the end of it all, your purpose lingers. I thank you because at the end of it all, we are still here. We never deserve to be here. Some of us even never deserve to be in the United States, but they are still here. Some of us would have been killed by the devil through auto accidents or sickness and disease. But I thank you because your mighty hand stayed death away from us. Some of us would have died out of hunger. Some of us would have killed each other. But I thank you because you protected us. When we look back, Lord, through every day of 2012, we see your hand, Father, when we see your presence lifting us up, Lord, in dire situations, Lord, when our back was against the wall and when the stresses and the pressure of life, Lord, seemed to kill us and dismiss us. But when we look back in 2012, we can only say that you are our Ebenezer. That thus far, Lord, you have brought us. There are many people, Lord, who would have desired to see this day, 2 days before we cross into 2013. But today they are under the soil somewhere, buried. There are many who have longed even to be in the house of God, gathering together and having merry and having it going well for them, but somewhere they're stretched out on a hospital bed. But Father God, I thank you for your presence and for your hand that stayed evil away from us. I thank you, God, even for the time that you gave us, Lord, even to fellowship with each other. I thank you, Lord, even for the opportunity that you afforded us, Lord, even to launch on certain things that as you gave them to us. Lord, we thank you, Father, whether those things succeeded or not, you are still God, and you're still on the throne, and you're still waving the purpose for which you brought us here on this earth. And I thank you. Thank you, Lord, even for this congregation that you brought in 2012. Thank you, Lord, even for the burdens that we carried for one another. Thank you, Father, for the instances where you gave us to be our brother's keeper, where when we offered a crying shoulder to somebody who was distressed, when we opened up our mouth to encourage somebody, Lord, we say, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, because our children never ran away from our homes. Thank you because our children are in a good state of mind, Father. They never picked up a gun to shoot somebody down. Thank you, Father God, because our children are not in a psychiatric hospital somewhere because their brain is damaged. Thank you, Lord, because of an opportunity for education. Thank you because at the end of every single day we were able to meet at home and we were able to talk to each other. It is for this reason, Lord, that we come close to this end of year and we look back and we say, Lord, if you never started with us, I don't know where we would be. But the fact that we are alive here and we are just sticking close to the beginning of this coming year, it is just an evidence that we don't need even to feel or touch or somebody telling it to us, that you're still with us. And we thank you. We honor you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that you provided for us, for your super protection when we were sleeping, when we were working, when we were taking care of other people. We are really filled with gratitude. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, again. All these things we pray in Jesus' name. Everybody say it, amen. Amen. As we reflect back into 2012, I know there are so many things that, you know, if you're like me, there are so many things that you have experienced. Some of the things that you have experienced have really been, they've really shaken you up. And you felt and you wondered and you posed so many questions. Why?